Tummer with the WGXC local news. You can go to newsroom.wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here, including links to all the local publications, Twitter feeds, blogs, newspapers, magazines, and more at newsroom.wgxc.org. Roger Hannigan Gilson is reporting in the Register Star on the Columbia Green Humane Society's plans to expand its facility located off Route 66 in Claverick. The society received approval from the Claverick Planning Board December 8th after agreeing to place sound absorption barriers around the facility to lessen the impact of noise on its neighbors. The expansion will increase the size of the building by 2,400 square feet and provide a holding area for dogs coming out of surgery. Neighbors attended the public hearing to voice concerns about the excess noise generated by the dogs at the facility. Ghent veterinarian Dr. Merrill Johnson also spoke in opposition to the facility and the planned expansion. Johnson complained that the society's nonprofit status created unfair competition to his veterinary clinic. The society maintains a boarding facility at the Claverick site, and the resulting revenue supports the low-cost veterinarian services provided by the society. Humane Society President Ron Perez said individuals seeking care for their pets must show a Department of Social Services card to receive that care. Read the full story in the Register Star.
William J. Kimball is reporting in the Daily Freeman that Esopus is the latest town to request that the State Department of Environmental Conservation lead the environmental review of the Pilgrim Pipeline Project, not the Thruway Authority. At a December 7th meeting, town board members joined the town of Ulster, New Platts, and Catskill, and the city of Kingston, asking for the DEC, not the Thruway Authority, to do the environmental review on the $553.2 million, 178-mile pipeline project that would run dual pipelines from Albany to New Jersey, moving bacon crude and natural gas largely along the I-87 corridor. In Greene County, the proposed project veers east of Route 9W, west of Sleepy Hollow Lake in Athens, and then back near the interstate around Leeds-Athens Road. After Catskill, the pipeline veers west of the interstate, briefly around Corterskill Road. In Ulster County, 40 miles of the pipeline would cross Saugerties, the town of Ulster, the city of Kingston, Esopus, Rosendale, New Platts, Lloyd, Plattkill, and Marlborough. Councilwoman Diane McCord spoke at the meeting against the Thruway Environmental Review. She said, and I quote, "The New York State Thruway is going to make millions of dollars on this. I think they're going to be pretty biased to make sure everything goes smoothly in that direction." You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. In our final story, Jordan Calillo Evangelist in the Albany Times Union is reporting that Albany County may prohibit all radio control flying machines. The county holds a public hearing on December the 8th and currently has lawmakers checking the legality of such a ban. Democratic Majority Leader Frank Commisso, the law's sponsor, said the bill probably won't get a vote in the Albany legislature until next month. Other bills focus just on radio-controlled drones. Last February, the Troy City Council tabled proposed drone regulations. State Assembly Minority Brian Kolb last week introduced a bill in the state legislature that would bar drone flights above 400 feet and around some specific locations. Nationally, U.S. Senator Chuck Schumer wants to require drones to be equipped with geofencing software blocking them from certain locations. Darren Nash, a radio control device technician at Hobbytown USA on Central Avenue in Colony, said, and I quote, "If the law passes and there is a ban put into place against all radio-controlled air vehicles, it could potentially close this store down," end quote. The public hearing is at 7:15 p.m. on December the 8th at Albany County Courthouse at 16 Eagle Street. You can read that full story in the Albany Times Union.
Today is Wednesday, December 9th, 2015, and there are public meetings today. It's the first Tuesday, Wednesday of the month. In Athens, the village board meets at 6:30 p.m. at the Athens Community Center, 2 First Street in Athens. Catskill has a Zoning Board of Appeals meeting at 6 p.m. at Town Hall. In Claremont, there's a Planning Board meeting at 7 p.m. at the Town Hall in Route 9 in Claremont. In Columbia County, the Board of Supervisors have a busy day with an Insurance Committee meeting at 5:30 p.m., a public hearing at 6 p.m. relating to the adoption of the water and sewer rates and the review of the 2016 proposed budget for the Columbia County Water and Sewer District. There's a public meeting on the 2016 budget at 7 p.m. and then a full board meeting at 7:30 p.m. All at 401 State Street in Hudson. Call 828-1527 for more information. In Copaic, there's a Hamlet Revitalization Task Force meeting at 7 p.m. and also an Environmental Committee meeting at 7 p.m. at Town Hall in Copaic. In Ghent, the Planning Board has an Application Meeting and Zoning Board of Appeals meeting at 7 p.m. at Town Hall on Route 66 in Ghent. In Hudson, the Housing Authority Board of Commissioners meets at Bliss Towers at 6 p.m. at 41 2nd Street in Hudson. Hudson Development Corporation meeting at noon at 1 Front Street in Hudson. In Jewett, the town board meets at 7 p.m. at the municipal building. In Kinderhook, the town's 9 and 9H corridor committee meets at 7 p.m. and the Kinderhook Village Board meets with a budget hearing at 7 p.m. in Kinderhook. Those are the day's public meetings. The National Weather Service in Albany predicts a partly sunny day with a high near 47. Wednesday night, a slight chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a low around 39. Thursday, a slight chance of showers before 8 a.m., otherwise mostly sunny with a high near 53 and a low around 40. Friday, also partly sunny is the forecast with a high near 54. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Agra, Catskill, Hudson, listener-supported, hands-on creative community radio.